The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. And happy spring.
Yeah.
I grew up in a family where giving presents was a major way of showing love to each other. From the time I was really little, I loved getting presents. We all do, on my birthday or Christmas. And then giving presents too, especially things that I made, that was a really big deal. And I didn't think about it very much as a kid, it's just the way things were. But now as a grown-up person, or a person on my way to being a grown-up, I can see more and more how the way that I grew up thinking and feeling about how to show love comes from my father, who grew up in a family with very little love, whose parents used gifts to show favor to one child or another. Kids don't have a very clear idea as they grow up of their parents' struggles, especially their financial struggles, or at least I didn't when I was a kid. But I can tell now, I know now, looking back, that my mom and dad had a really hard time making ends meet. And I know that they often spent way beyond their means to do things like putting presents under the Christmas tree. My dad was so anxious and worried every year about being fair in his giving that every Christmas he would add up what he had spent to the penny. And if anybody was shortchanged, he'd run out and get something else just to make sure it was exactly equal. He obsessed about that. And in the end, my dad left behind a legacy of debt. And now that I'm old enough to understand, it makes me sad that the only way he ever seemed to know how to show love was ultimately destructive to his family, which was the opposite of what he intended. It's one of those messed up, dysfunctional things that I think pretty much all families are so full of, and in many ways, I certainly grew up in a dysfunctional family. But there was one thing that my dad got right, and that was this, that real love means giving of yourself, giving sacrificially, giving even when it hurts. My dad left us behind a legacy of debt and a lot of other issues, as parents always do, but he also left his family a legacy of love, because with all his human imperfections and his poor judgment and his insecurities, it's true that in his own broken way, he loved his family with all his soul and with all his heart and with all his mind. And in this world that is full of wounded, imperfect people, you have to keep your eyes open to see love in action. If we are willing to look for it, we can catch glimpses of love that will surprise and delight us, even in the midst of the unloveliness of human sin and weakness. Kind of like that brilliant flash of red when you see a cardinal on a gray, cloudy, snowy day. Sometimes it's hard to see, but we know love when we see it. The world uses the word love to mean so many different things that sometimes it seems like it hardly means anything anymore. To love something or someone as the world defines it means that they're pleasing or they're useful or they're enjoyable to you. Being loving means being gentle or kind or having those sentimental, soft feelings. Love can mean anything from lust to desire to hunger for something. We say we love walking in the woods. We say we love old Frank Sinatra songs. We say we love that new flavor of potato chips. We say we love our grandchildren, but we also say we love it when they go back home and the house is quiet again. I have said that. The world has tried to make love into just one more four-letter word, but we know the real thing when we see it. We know it. Because for us, Jesus has defined love once and for all. We know love, John says, speaking on behalf of everyone who belongs to the Good Shepherd. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. We have seen real love in action. And now we would know it anywhere, even in the feeble and foolish hands and hearts of his sheep. The Good Shepherd is the one whose life is invested in his sheep. This picture in our church that is so beautiful of the gentle shepherd carrying the little lamb. It's comforting. It's wonderful to look at. There's more. Love gets really real when the wolf comes in, and the good shepherd puts his own body between the wolf and the sheep. Because that kind of risk is way beyond the hired hand's pay grade. Only the real shepherd sticks around. Only the real shepherd puts his life on the line for all us dumb and helpless sheep. Because love isn't a feeling and it isn't a preference, it's total commitment. It's a matter of absolute belonging. I know my own, and my own know me. That's us. We know what love is because we belong to a God who is love itself. I lay down my life for the sheep. For us. Jesus says, nobody takes it from me. I lay it down of my own accord and I take it up again. The Father loves me for this very reason, he tells us, because I lay down my life and I take it up again. Five times in this short little passage, he tells us, I lay down my life for the sheep. There's no greater love than this, he told his disciples at another time, that somebody lays down his life for his friends. No matter what misunderstandings or misappropriations or corruptions the world might have of what love means, we of all people know what real love is because we've seen it in action, in the love that our God has for us, because we've been loved. And I think that there are at least two things that means, and I'm sure there are thousands of things that means. But first of all, because we are people who know what love is firsthand, then we can begin to see and to know love as we find it in the world. I know what perfect love is. And so I can give thanks for the love my dad had for us, no matter how imperfect it was. We can all recognize and give thanks for the love in the lives of our fellow human beings, wherever we find it. We can celebrate those who put their lives on the line for the poor, for the sick, for the oppressed. We can celebrate the love of single moms who take care of their children in a system that makes that really, really hard. We can celebrate the love of doctors and nurses and teachers who go way beyond their pay grade and commit their lives to serve the people that they love and care about. We can give thanks for the love that we've received throughout our life, even when it was given by people who were not very good at loving. Because the world was created by the one who is love, and we can seek love out and we can celebrate it everywhere we see it in action. I think that that's one of the main ways that we recognize Christ in one another. And I think that the flip side of that is that we can recognize the falseness of what passes for love in this world but is not love. When we know what love is, we can recognize what's not love, but is manipulation or control or self-serving. We can recognize when people are being used instead of love. I think there's a wisdom that comes with being sheep who know the love of the Good Shepherd. And that wisdom gives us a responsibility to speak the truth and to reach out to those who are being unloved. Because the second thing that being loved means is that we who are loved become lovers. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, John wrote, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. One of the things about growing up with my dad is now that I'm a grown-up, even though I understand everything about why he, not everything, a lot about why he was who he was, I still find that I've grown up to be a person who feels compelled to give gifts to the people that I love. This is part of who I am. That's how it works. We grow up to be like our fathers. We love according to the love with which we have been loved. Sometimes that means we grow up with baggage and issues that we have to work through. But for us sheep, for us well-loved flock belonging to the Good Shepherd, we who have been loved perfectly, we who have been loved completely, it's our heritage to love each other in the way that we have been loved. And that means that we give of ourselves. It means that we lay down our lives for the good of our brothers and sisters. How can we even say that God's love abides in us, John asks us, if we have the world's goods and we see our brother or sister in need and we don't help them? We don't get to head for the door at the first sign of the wolf because we belong to the flock. And not just this little flock of St. Philip's that we know and feel affection for, but the whole flock of all the children of God united by the one shepherd. As Jesus said, I have other sheep who are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. So on this feast of the Good Shepherd, let us hear the words of John, who called himself the one whom Jesus loved. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Whoever loves is a child of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God showed his love for us by sending his only Son into the world so that we may have life through him. This is what love is, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the means by which our sins have been forgiven. Dear friends, if this is how our God loved us, then we should love one another.